Hello, and welcome to the DS London podcast. I'm Lee Moore, aka Chibi Hobo.
Hi, I'm Tane O'Don, alias Captain Annihilation. Nah, just kidding. Punk Duck, as you all know. And lastly but not least...
It's Jerry Lee, or on the forum, This Way Up. Hello.
We'll be talking about some DS news and some random gaming news, and also waffling on, as we always do.
Mostly waffling on.
Yeah. Okay, this is the first ever DS London podcast!
Oh, spring on me, why don't you? Cheers.
Yeah, text 5 seconds ago. Get up, and we're doing the podcast.
Oh, smeg, dude.
Damn it. Well, I've got my cup of tea in front of me. I should be able to survive most things in life now.
Yeah, spoken like a true Londoner.
I'm still in my boxer shorts.
I don't want to know what you're wearing, thank you.
We're not putting video footage with this, are we? It's just a podcast, right?
You know you can embed pictures into podcasts, so we can have a picture of boxer shorts.
Yeah, you don't know this, Punky, but we've actually stuck in a secret hidden camera in your room, so...
Oh, I know about it. I'm just not really that bothered. I'm like...
Oh, okay then. Well, that's okay then.
Who ever said I was shy and bashful?
Off topic, yep.
There's no news. Game developer conference at all. It was pretty quiet for Nintendo. And there was nothing really reported. There was a bit more Phantom Hourglass, there's a bit more Super Mario Galaxy trailers, but aside from that, zip.
Wow, this podcast rocks.
I know. Do you all know why there was no news?
Oh, why was there no news?
Please enlighten us.
Because there's a stock trade in Nintendo, and Japan are selling off their Nintendo stocks, so they can't actually raise or lower the stock price. Otherwise, that kind of counts as insider information, and they can actually go to prison for it. Which is ridiculous.
The only thing that I did manage to squeeze out the GDC was...
Dude, don't say squeeze out, please.
No, I managed to get out of the GDC was just Shigemoto's little keynote. He talked about the whole design ideas between... the whole me thing. In Wii. Well, he's been trying to develop that idea for the past like 3-4 consoles. So he's managed to finally do it after 15 years, which I'm quite surprised at.
Round of applause!
Yay!
Yay!
And he designs games by his wife-o-meter.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, I suppose that's one way to look at it. If you can design a game that anybody can play, including your wife who doesn't like games, then you're pretty much onto a good hit.
That's true, but how far down does it... How base does it become then? You know, are we just going to go back to Pong in the end?
Yeah, that's the whole thing about Nintendo, isn't it? You try and appeal to as biggest audience as possible, but in the process you tend to exclude certain other types of gamers.
Exactly.
But anyway...
We did also see Osaka Te Uyudan 2. Uyudan. We heard that Mario Strikers is going to be Wi-Fi compatible, and so is... God, I can't remember this game.
Oh wait, these are all the Wii games we're talking about now.
Yeah, the Wii games.
Oh, so this is just like a general Nintendo sort of like podcast.
Oh, why not?
Okay, no, that's cool. That's cool by me. That's fine. I don't mind.
Do we all play Wii?
Yeah, I got a Wii.
Remember the last meetup we had? What was it? I think it was like about 10 people there. Like, who has a Wii? Everyone held up their hand up, apart from Joe.
The other Joe.
Huh?
Yeah.
Girly Joe. But if we go by statistics, there were 10 of us there and 2 people didn't have a Wii, so 80% of the world has a Wii. Isn't that incredible, guys?
I think that's amazing. That's amazing.
Already, and obviously we are very, truly representative of the whole world.
Of course. A random selection of 10 people.
Exactly, and I also noticed that no one put their hands up for having a PS3, so obviously no PS3 just has completely failed.
In the entire world, no. Yeah. It's absolute zilch. They haven't even made any.
Yeah.
It's all a farce. It's like, the Americans going to the moon. It never happened.
There was also another bit of Wii news at Game Developer Conference when, if I can remember his name...
Ooh!
Chris Hecker from Maxis and Electronic Arts said the Wii is a piece of shit.
Please enlighten us, why? Why did he say that? On what basis?
He said that the Wii is just 2 GameCubes duct taped together, which actually would have saved you a lot of time hunting one down.
Wait, that would be an oblong. That would... It doesn't look like that.
Nintendo does not treat gaming as an art form, but simply a tool for fun. And who the hell wants to have fun?
Bizarre concept. Fun? Yeah, I mean, I just buy a game a Wii because it looks nice on my desk.
Girls just want to have fun.
Oh, did somebody just start up the Wii?
I did, so I got a Wii message. I just thought I'd have a quick look at it.
Just explain a bit more about who this guy is from the GTC.
He obviously works for Electronics and Maxis and is currently working on Spore, which is also coming out for DS.
Wait a minute, can I just interrupt you? Maxis, is that the company?
SimCity?
Yeah, SimCity, exactly.
SimCity, go way back, yeah.
Yeah.
Reticulating splines.
Yeah. Well, I don't believe he could come out with a comment such as that. I mean,
yeah.
It's just...
He believed that because the Wii was underpowered compared to the PS3 and Xbox, it wasn't the graphics that were important, it was more the calculations and, you know, getting AI right and stuff like that. And with the Wii, he felt he couldn't do that.
Okay.
How powerful is the Wii? Because I read a statistic saying it's 15 times more powerful than the PlayStation 2. Is that true? And then the PlayStation 3 is 50 times more powerful. How powerful is a Wii in you know, computing terms, in comparison?
That's actually a very good question.
The one bandied about a lot is twice an Xbox. I think it's probably about three times a GameCube.
Yeah, but the thing is, they haven't shown us the power of the Wii yet. I mean, it's all been sort of like Toy Town stuff. I'd really like just to see a demonstration of the absolute limits that the Wii can go up to.
I think if you're looking at Super Mario Sunshine... Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
That looks just amazing. And you can't go, you know, oh, the system's definitely underpowered.
I think maybe it's just the games that are underpowered at the moment. Maybe the developers so far haven't got used to this new system. They haven't really, used it to its full capacity.
I mean, it happens with all, like, first-generation titles. They're all, you know, either really badly underpowered and, you know, a bit rough around the edges.
Yeah, I remember the PlayStation 3, the first-generation titles. They all sucked. Man.
I'm interested in seeing how the next generation of all these, the Wii games is... Especially, it's just, well, with all these constraints, I mean, comparatively speaking, developing for the Wii is a lot different to the PlayStation and the Xbox. Yeah. So, how
well... maybe not, seeing as they're making, what, the PlayStation 3 Baton? Has anyone seen that thing?
Baton?
It's a Wii, yeah, it's a Wii remote for the PlayStation 3. Yeah, and they've got their own Miis on the PlayStation 3 now. Have you guys seen that as well? Did you see my link on the dsmeetup.org?
My next topic is PS3 Home. I thought we'd brush on the biggest PS3 news in gaming at the moment.
PS3 Homo? Sorry.
What's that? PS3 Home?
You've not seen it, Joe? Did you not see it, Joe?
No, I haven't had
it. I put a link on the forum.
It's like Second Life, but with decent graphics. And...
Okay.
It's like Miis for the PlayStation 3.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I remember reading something quickly on a games article. It's, they're trying to do another Second Life, aren't they? With all kinds of companies, inviting companies to come in as a, trading platform.
It looks like The Sims, but seriously polished, but it's more like Second Life because you all interact with each other.
Yeah, you're kind all of talking style. Real time and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It's kind of cool because you can also plug in a USB keyboard with the PS3, so you don't have to worry about typing on a bloody six-axis. And I find it really weird. It's also going to have, like, you know, some premium content where you can buy, like, certain clothes for your digital self. But also, he was going on, like, oh, we're going to have trainer companies, movie companies, and then he said coffee companies.
I thought, coffee? What the smeg?
You're going to buy virtual coffee from virtual Starbucks.
Like, I can't help but imagine you're going to drink it like WarioWare. You're going to tilt up your remote control. That's all I can think of.
Buy virtual coffee.
Oh, spill it on your virtual pants. Do you take your virtual pants to the virtual laundry shop then? And get it virtually, dry clean. What the hell?
The Japanese are quite big fans of coffee, so...
But it does not exist! It doesn't exist!
They're not drinking anything, unless they go to the Starbucks service where you order your virtual coffee and an actual coffee comes to your house. I'm not interested.
But, you know, it's not just the whole act of drinking coffee, it's the coolness of drinking coffee and the fact that you've got cool coffee in your home or something like that. So I don't know, I'm trying to justify it in a weird way.
The fact I can't that find you one. Call it if you're like walking around with a coffee cup.
Yeah, from Starbucks. Exactly.
Coffee takes over smoking. Smoking no longer cool. Coffee, the new in.
Yeah. Well, you right. know the Japanese and how they coffee. Love that.
It's one addiction or the other.
Yeah, Rich, take note. You're not cool anymore. You got to hold a coffee cup.
Yeah, hold a latte in your hand and you'll be as cool as everybody else.
Exactly. Hey, anyway, I don't drink. I don't drink coffee and I don't smoke. What does that leave me?
Should we try and go back on to the main topic now? What's the
oh, yeah,
next
sorry. Bit? Which was? Well, we're on PlayStation 3 there, weren't
yeah,
we?
We were on PlayStation 3. I just wanted to mention that. It's actually all full of real physics as well. So if you make, say, a couch and you don't want to put it in the, you know, laid out nicely, you can just dump them all in the corner. All piled in like real physics.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean you can't make them disappear? They have to exist in your room somewhere.
Oh, you can make them disappear, of course. Oh. But you can just pile them up.
Oh, right, I see what you mean. Oh, I saw a demo of that. When they land, it's like Half-Life 2, okay. But like in a front room.
I can really see where like, this is going.
Yeah? What happened yesterday?
Red Dead's DS meetup. Yay!
Oh, yes.
Hey. Tournament, sorry, yes, it was a tournament. It wasn't a meetup, it was a tournament.
It was
yes. disguised as a meetup.
Mm-hmm. We actually did run 3 tournaments.
We yes. did.
First was the Tetris tournament, organised Which... by...
Yeah, all of us, basically. Everything was organised by all 3 of us. We all kind of did everything, didn't we?
Yeah, but the main organiser of the Tetris was myself, Joe Lee, and it actually worked out quite well, all things considered.
It worked out smacking well.
Yeah. Who won in the end of the Tetris?
Kajil.
Min.
Yeah, Min won.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Us... He even challenged the organiser and still won.
Exactly, so I will take that as Min is the supreme grand Tetris champion. Of
according to DS London.
According to
or DS
London.
Meetup, or whatever.
Kajil will go cool. against Utada Hikaru.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
She's a Japanese singer and she had like 50 people to face in Tetris and she beat 45 of them.
Yeah, that's
pretty
right.
Hardcore.
That's pretty good. Yeah, but were they 45 crap players?
No actually. Contest winners who had to like win at Tetris.
Yeah, 45 ninjas.
Yeah. Well, they're basically. I was watching at least 3 or 4 of the games, and they're either over in 30 seconds or they went over 5 minutes.
Making hell.
It's quite interesting, really. Cause,
she's pretty good, and she played them back to back.
She played them back to back.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The only reason why she lost near the beginning, those 5, is because you tend to have to warm up to Tetris.
And then we had the Mario Kart tournament, which was organised by Rich and
Well, I think, was it Ming or was it Rich? I'm not really sure.
I think Ming,
well, Ming
laid down the foundation.
Ming organised the basic platform.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
so, yeah, and,
we,
and Rich sort of
I think
did
we
the...
What we did.
Yeah.
And
what we did was we got organized it, and then Rich intervened and did a bit more organizing, and then eventually between the two of them, they managed to pull out
so,
a really good comprehensive tourney.
So the non-singular NC Rich Ming basically organized the Mario Kart tournament.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Right
and
there we go.
It worked out well in the end. It
hey.
Worked out well.
It worked.
Except
it
from
did
the start
the job.
When they all went off and no one was being the projector.
Oh yeah, that was interesting. Yes, that was a really exciting moment there.
You've had enough time to go to KFC and come back without coming away, but unfortunately...
Oh! Yes, for those of you that missed it, we had a projector the whole time. We had all of our tournaments projected onto a white screen. Full view,
yes.
Everyone was watching it. It became a spectator sport. It was no longer, you know, everyone huddled over their little DSs. It was a spectator sport, and we had random passers-by checking out the whole time.
Exactly. The bastards were interested in the Tetris tournament, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
I just realised something. Did anybody actually record any video on their phones or anything?
What phones? Oh, I don't know.
You can record videos on phones.
It's a shame. Yeah, I know.
Well,
I don't have that on my phone.
We finals, so that's all right.
No, but I mean, just as in, like, people in general, just to see how it all was set up and stuff. You know how it was all...
I just took a picture of my phone and sent it to my girlfriend. It seemed to look cool. She kind of...
You know what was terrible is I found out I had my camera on macro mode the whole night. My photo camera, so, like, all the shots are, like, blurry. It's so pants.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And then we had the Bomberman tournament.
Can we not talk about that?
I believe that Who won the Bomberman tournament again?
Yeah, who administrated it?
Let's not talk about
well,
Bomberman tournament.
Badly.
Yeah.
Okay, I organised the Bomberman tournament. This is Punk Duck. Hello, hey, woo.
Bomberman tournament. Final, who won that? It was Jolie, wasn't it?
Yeah,
there was one round missing. There was supposed to be five rounds and one wasn't there.
Yeah, I was in the zone. You wouldn't beat me anyway.
I wasn't in the zone by a long shot, man. Why did we have it as the last tournament of the whole night?
Well,
after I seemed to clean up. I lost in the first round to Dogs.
I know. Dogs went straight through, man. No one was expecting that. Right to the final.
Exactly. It's us four sitting there. You got Azel, you, Dogs, and myself. And we had a good old battle there. It was really, really quite good. I think that's... Yep.
You know, if we'd been fresh battles are the more hardcore ones, man. I mean, I don't think we were using that many hardcore tactics, were we, really? No. We were all so battered, but, you know, the start of the night, like, when we just did a run-through of Bomberman, just playing around, it was crazy.
I know, I was watching Punky, and he was just untouchable. There was five people, like, top right-hand corner, like, the tiles coming down, and it was just, you know, he'd find the one spot to stand and bomb everyone, and... It'd just be game over. There's nothing you can do. It was just horrible to watch.
Oh, a massacre. Yeah, but then by the end of the night, I was like, I'm not taking the victory away from you, Joe. You won fair and square, apart from the last round missing.
I know I did. I'm not assuming that you're taking it away from us. I mean, by the end of it, I was pretty, like, I just got really lucky. On a
you had alcohol on your side, you bastard.
I was half asleep when I was playing.
I know, we all were, weren't we? It was brutal.
Yeah, I think I'm just starting it early.
I'm really lucky to wake up this morning and not find a Bomberman's head in my bed. That's what.
Well, from the Bomberman Mafia.
Yeah. In other words, one round missing scored on the walls.
You do realise, Lee, he's going to keep reminding you over and over again.
Oh, yeah, you bastard!
Future. You know what, Lee? That time.
When we come around to an official tournament, you are not administering the Bomberman tournament.
Thank you.
That's all I can say, you gimp.
Of course you can tell he's not bitter at all, is he?
No, like the Murphys, I'm not bitter. Anyway, so next topic.
How much money did we raise?
How much money?
£53.30.
That's right.
Don't ask me where the 30 pence came from. I don't know. I think someone like played a third of a game or something.
Just some random people said, "Hey, have a few coins," and I thought, "Oh, damn."
How many people turned up?
I think it was actually more 18 than 20. What that says on the thing.
Yeah, it was definitely 18. I counted up. Mm. Oh, but then again, that was before the latecomers, so we might have hit 20 in total.
Yeah, I thought we hit 20. We swapped
We swapped a few over here and there.
Okay then. I don't know. In that case, it must be closer to 60, given the fact that there's latecomers. Actually, that's true, because I didn't put in... There's £5 missing from the kitty then. So, it's £58!
Yay!
Yay! So, £58 going to Comic Relief, our chosen charity.
And our next meetup is on? I like giving pop quizzes to you two. It's so much fun.
Hold on,
the 24th of March.
Yeah, 24th of March.
Is it? Oh, sweet.
Yorkshire Grey. So, just to recap, March 24th, Yorkshire Grey, DS Meetup. Be there and be square. Okay, we're going to try and do a little bit of nostalgia here. Okay, so what is your favourite sequel?
What is Mad Max 2, definitely.
Of a video game.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, you go first, Punky.
No, I just did. Mine was just not valid.
On the spot. Okay, I'll give you a few more seconds while I'll...
Monkey Island 2. There we go.
Monkey Island 2.
Secret of Monkey Island 2.
So why did it make... Why was it your sequel of choice?
Because I absolutely... Well, okay. I love the Monkey Island series up till part 2. And then it just became 3D and they had voice acting. What the hell's that about? It was, you know, the original. Like, flipping LucasArts. The Scum system. You know, absolute nostalgia. Guybrush Threepwood. The first game was the greatest game in the entire universe ever of all time, according to me. And the second one was like... It was 3 times longer. It was bigger. It was better. He had a beard now. It's just the humour. You cannot knock LucasArts humour for back in the day. Yeah. You know?
Mm. Exactly. Mm.
No?
True.
No, I'm not believing this. Okay, stuff you all.
Well, you know, I played Indiana Jones, the point and click, and I still to this day never got around to completing it.
Okay, apart from Indiana Jones.
And Sam and Max.
Sam and Max rocks, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Or Day of the Tentacle, that type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And Monkey Island was up there with them. Mm-hmm, Monkey Island came before that.
You know, just I think I might just one of these days I'm gonna go back and complete Monkey Island because I always went through halfway through both of them, but never completed them.
Oh, you think that's bad? I used to have Monkey Island. I used to get all the way towards the end, but because I had a pirate version of it, I couldn't save my game, and I was stuck on the same point. So every day I had to start the game from the beginning and go all the way through. And so I now, to this day, still know the game off by heart.
Oh, dearie, mate, it's ingrained to your head.
Yeah.
Some games like that.
I think my one's nice and easy. Street Fighter 2.
Oh, oh God. Oh dear. Oh God. Okay. And why is that your favourite sequel of all time then? Go on.
Well, okay, the first one was just khaki and
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was complete what?
It wasn't Street Fighter until Street Fighter 2, basically.
Exactly.
Mm, that's right. Mine was nice and easy, and the fact that
you bastard.
It wasn't Super Mario Brothers until it wasn't Mario until Super Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers was crack.
Well, it was, no, Mario Brothers was actually good fun.
Yeah,
just I like the original. The original was good, but I mean, yeah, you know,
is this the original on the NES?
Yeah, where you're like on one screen with Mario and Luigi, and you gotta hit.
Remember, and all the turtles just keep on going down bit by bit.
I know,
and the pal sign in the middle.
That's right. That's right.
That's the original, old school.
Oh, dearie me. I remember playing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got an interesting range there. We've got role-playing game, Monkey Island. We've got Street Fighter 1-on-1 beat-em-up. And then we've got platformer. Yes, we are quite diverse gamers in this
aren't
podcast,
we just?
Aren't we?
I'm glad I've got the intellectual corner here. You wouldn't have thought, would you, really?
No. Hell no.
Oh, what makes certain sequels disappointing?
They're not as good as the prequel.
Characteristics. Characteristics of the prequel being bad.
If they lose the feel. If they lose the feel of the game, you know. Yeah. Sometimes they just get it wrong.
In role-playing games, we tend to find that it's the characterization that is either overboard and they sort of lose the feel of the original. For example, in the Final Fantasy series, where they overdo with FMV or they just forget the storyline.
Yeah.
For example, in from Children of Mana on the SNES to from Secret of Mana on the SNES to Children of Mana on the DS, it tends to refocus the whole concept of a storytell, and then there's no storytelling. That's a really, really bad one in role-playing games.
It's like Kingdom Hearts 2. It's like they focus again on the storyline, but they've added so much craziness to it and so many different plot branches and theories, then it just makes no sense. And anyone coming into the game who hasn't played the first one and the Game Boy Advance title has no clue what's going on at all. And it's just like, it's not the most inviting thing. And plus, they kind of got rid of the whole necessity for magic and you just press X and complete the game. And that's pretty much it.
Well, I'm going back to my Monkey Island series again.
Yeah.
1 and 2 were fantastic. After that point, I thought they kind of sucked. And the main reasons are, they drew the character completely different. They started drawing it in a cartoon. It was a completely different artist. That screwed everyone up to start with. And also, 1 and 2, they were just reading. It was just purely text-based. Not text-based. As in, they didn't speak, you know. There was no voice acting. But after that point, everything was voice acted. Now, you know how when you read a book and then you watch the film and they just sound so stupid. You know, they don't sound the way you thought they were in your head. Same with Monkey Island. He didn't sound like that when I was playing the games, you know, in my mind when I heard his voice. That sounds a bit weird, I guess, but
it's just the cheesiness also with voice actors at times.
Yeah, and they were all a little bit pants. They didn't work for me. It was a shame. If they had voice acting from the start, you'd accept that's how you always sounded. But when you've got two whole games where it's just your imagination creating the voice, after that point, they can only screw it up.
Has there been any voice acting that's been added to a classic character that actually sounds right? Because I think Mario sounds okay.
Yeah. It's right, that is right, he sounds like an Italian plumber.
I know, somehow.
That's very true, but then he never spoke before, he didn't have any scripted dialogue, you know, you didn't see any...
He would have done Mario RPG and stuff like that, or he barely ever speaks, or he just goes, whoo,
Hello, it's me! Oh wait, except for Mario the cartoon, remember?
Oh, of course, yeah.
He spoke all the way through that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to jump on Peep TV to have a quick look at these now.
You've never seen Mario the cartoon?
No, I remember from a distant memory of watching on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, I used to watch that every Saturday.
Like Super Mario Super Show.
Oh, wasn't there even a Sonic show?
There was a Sonic show, and there was also a Zelda show.
Hello? Was there? Oh, no yeah. smegging way!
Mm-hmm. There was.
Oh, I just thought of...
me, Princess!
Another sequel, greatest sequel of all time, Xenon to Xenon 2.
Oh, yes.
Mega Nashwan Power.
I love the soundtrack to that.
Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- that yes. game. Flipping Rocks. Wait, was that 80s or was that just 90s, early 90s?
I don't remember now.
Hey, so this is the Amiga we're talking about here, everyone.
Yeah. I remember playing a lot on the Amiga. It was bloody good fun. It was so crazy as well.
It was over the top. I mean, it was always about the ultimate power-up, the Mega Nash Man power-up. I mean, what a great name.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? It gave your ship every gun instantly, everything, for 60 seconds. Mega Nash Man power.
Oh, that's what it's called. I just remember having a shad load of guns.
And it had the greatest soundtrack ever. It was Bomb the Base. Mm-hmm, remember? Mm-hmm. It was by them. And it was... They used the main bass line from... did you ever see Assault from Precinct 13?
The original? Nope. No.
Yeah, the original film. That's the bass line they took, and that's what the... na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-
fantastic.
I love the game that much.
Well, you should take you to a pub quiz sometime, man.
A pub quiz on video games, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
DS Gaming Quiz Meetup.
Oh, why not? Why the hell not, guys?
Not half bad idea.
Yeah.
You get to write the answers down in PictoChat, and the first one that comes in wins.
Yeah, well, we could do that's yeah.
Yeah, before it descends to just people drawing cocks and boobies again.
What do yeah. Question what one? What do boys have between their legs?
Yeah, I think PictoChat. What a pointless thing! It'll amuse you for about 2 minutes before.
You think that's pointless? But someone's developed an entire game around that, flipping what ping pals.
Yeah. What is it with Gentle Bennett or Chris?
Nothing about PictoChat when they were making it, and then thought, oh, this would be a great way for all DS users to communicate with each other.
Yeah, let's not make it Wi-Fi compatible either. Fantastic!
When it came out, it was like one of the launch games, wasn't it? It was Ping Pal.
God, crackheads, all of them, man. What are they on?
Jeez. No, I don't understand it myself. But hey, yeah, I guess we're towards the wrapping up part of it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, final thought? Is there a final thought we want to leave everyone with when we go?
Awkward silences! Don't you just love them in podcasts?
And that's all from TS London this week. Tune in again next week, or whenever we decide to actually sit down and record one. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Inga's going on the PlayStation.
Shit. Dude?
Yeah, sorry.
Dude, this is a PG podcast.
Not when I'm finished with it.
Oh, can I say arsewank now then? This is probably going to be edited out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Balls, fudge.
Oh dear.
We also figured that you said arsewank so much yesterday, Joe, that you're probably an arsebater.
Oh god. Oh.
I don't like the act of arsewanking, I just like saying it, okay?
Wait, you don't have the axe, so you mean you've experienced it, have you? Some...
You're like, only from what I've been told from you.
Okay, back on topic.